So many of you know that I am Roman Catholic, and last weekend I attended Mass at Sacred Heart, which is my parish there. It's just a few miles west of a few blocks west of downtown Bellevue. And I was running a little bit late, and as I was headed toward the entrance, someone walked out of the church side door and motioned for me. He said, "Hey, John, over here." And he said, "Doors are locked." And I went, "Locked?" And again, this is Saturday evening. Catholics can go to Mass Saturday evening at 5 p.m. or Sunday morning. And as I was walking in, I said, "How come they're locked?" And he said, "Security. There's concern there could be trouble after the Roe versus Wade ruling." And I thought, huh. And I'm assuming the Archdiocese probably issued a memo urging caution and extra standards of care and safety. And then we find out that there was vandalism and assault at St. Louis Catholic Church, which is on the other side of Bellevue, about 5-6 miles east of downtown Bellevue. Someone smashed a window and assaulted one of the staff people. Anyway, Tammy Mutasa from Como 4 is on top of the story. She joins me here on the John Carlson Show this morning. Tammy, thanks for making the time.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this person, from what they were spray painting at various parts of St. Louis, certainly seemed to know what he wanted to say.
Yeah, definitely, John. This is the thing from police, you know, because we asked them what rises to the level of a hate crime. And you have to show the evidence of motive, that you intended to do something by your language, by your behavior, by your actions. And, you know, some of the insults were anti-Catholic. They said women hater, lies, lies, lies. So investigators were really convinced that this rose to that level of a hate crime. That's why now that person is facing hate crime charges, because of those insults that they spray painted and them showing the motive and the intent of wanting to do that. So, yeah, plus, you just see the anger in the surveillance video. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. We got that late last night from the church. The person is very, very angry, and they're just unleashing the anger when they're smashing the doors with the rocks, when they're flipping the building and doing all the spray painting. There's definitely a lot of anger and that's manifesting in this action.
Sure. Now, what do we know about him?
Mm-hmm. You know, we know that the suspect is 31 years old. We know that the person uses the pronouns they. That's what investigators told us to go by. And not much else. We know that the person actually injured themselves during this vandalism. They hurt their right wrist and had to be taken to Overlake Hospital, and then they're going to be booked in the King County Jail until they're arraigned. So that's pretty much what we know. And I know when investigators caught the person after, you know, these terrified employees called 911 at the church, they said the person was highly intoxicated, that the suspect was very agitated. They caught them with the spray paint cans and their backpack, and was trying to bust up the cruiser. It's just a lot of, I keep using the word anger. That was very much the emotion
that
was being displayed here.
Beyond that, I think that also we can assume premeditation, since obviously you have to think about, well, if I'm going to scrawl graffiti, I'm going to need to get the paint. And so it wasn't like just a target of opportunity. It seemed to be something that he set out to do. He went there for the purpose of vandalizing the church. I don't know if he went there for the purpose of assaulting people, but he did that too. Or they did that too. Yeah. This is the transgender person. Are we understanding? Because it, of course, looks like a guy on the video footage, but the Bellevue Police Department says that the person wants to be known by they pronouns.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. What was our understanding from the Bellevue Police Department is that the person is, or the suspect is a man. It looks like a man in the video, but their ID is a woman's ID. So they're, you know, until that's clarified, I think they're saying use they. And
right.
So we use the pronoun they. So they could, the investigators tell us.
So this could also be a fake ID thing.
I don't think so. I think it's probably their ID, but I think they just kind of want to, you know, clarify and make that process official. So they said they.
Now,
but you're right. You know, what's so disheartening about this. Is that, you know, these people are just at work. They're trying to be at church, praying, doing their thing, serving the community. And it doesn't matter what your beliefs are. The police say it is not okay to assault people. It's not okay to damage people's property. I mean, no matter what your beliefs are. And I think that's what's very disheartening is that this worker who tried to stop this vandalizer was like trying to legit just get them off the property and say, hey, you need to go.
Right,
get off.
Right.
You need to leave. You're not allowed here. And then this person spray painted them in the face with spray paint. And luckily, the worker at the church was wearing glasses. Or this could have been so much
goodness.
Worse. And then they had to duck because they're getting a rock thrown at them. That's not okay, you know.
Well, by the way, I should point out that if you see the footage, we're not talking about, you know, a rock that's the size, you know, of a tennis ball. This was a huge rock that he threw at the church to break it, to break the window.
It was massive. I didn't know what a better word to, I mean, it's a giant rock. It's huge. It's not like pebbles or like little rocks. It did, it damaged the door. The whole door was taken down. And in the video, the person then is stomping on that smashed glass, and it just came down. So enough to visualize it for your viewers. It was big enough to take down a door.
So
a glass door.
Now, what is the difference between a vandalism and property destruction charge and a hate crime charge? How much more trouble is he in?
This is a question for the prosecutors. I think this is definitely going back to that question of motive, right?
Right.
I think because a couple of weeks ago, I actually sat down with Lisa Mannion from the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, and I was asking her what rises to the level of a hate crime. And she told me that there has to be evidence of motive, mm-hmm. that you intentionally wanted to show that hate.
Right.
Action and through your behavior. And whatever that is, that rises to the level of a hate crime.
Right.
And so vandalism versus property destruction, they'll honestly have to explain, but I imagine that the charges will probably get severe, honestly. This is pretty bad.
By the way, did he bail out or is he still enjoying room and board at county expense?
At last check, they were still in jail. Then we need to figure out early this morning when they'll be arraigned. And then after that arraignment, that's when the prosecutors will argue for bail.
Yes. All right.
And I imagine they would.
Tammy, thanks for being on top of this story. Now we know what the Archdiocese was concerned about when they were advising their parishes to take extra precautions. Thanks.
It definitely is a concern. I think even yesterday, the Bellevue police were doing patrols at the Mass, you know, and they just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. And so they're doing that at the women's centers as well.
Yes. For instance, crisis pregnancy centers, organizations like that, that serve pregnant women who want to keep their babies, that they... There had been a series of them that had been targeted throughout the country, as well. So a lot of unrest, a lot of restlessness, and again, it spilled out into violence in various places. And Tammy Mutasa, thanks for covering this story in Bellevue.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Tammy Mutasa from Como 4 joining us here on the John Carlson Show. A little treat for you straight ahead. If you weren't listening earlier this morning, we were talking about the Coach Joe Kennedy lawsuit, the landmark case. Whoever thought that by sticking up for himself, an assistant football coach from Bremerton High School has just changed religious liberty as it applies to public school employees throughout the land. A momentous win for religious liberty and Coach Joe Kennedy. We talked to Steve Largent, who spoke up on Coach Joe's behalf long before this became a federal lawsuit, and why it's important to have people like Joe Kennedy helping our kids. Anyway, you're going to want to hear that conversation. It's coming right up here on The Commute with Carlson.